So if we ask Him to forgive us for our sins, whatever they are, and name them, we got to believe He did. And you notice the order He put that in. Ask forgiveness first, right? Then He said, then I will heal your diseases. So when we pray the prayer of faith for you, just like that young man that came down here one time, his daddy was a doctor. They came here and his dad was a surgeon. He said, Thurman, I want you to pray for my son. He said, what he's got, he had hurt himself in his hip and his leg, and he loves to play basketball. And said, if I have to do surgery on him, he may never be able to run and play again. So he said, before I'd done all this work, I wanted to bring him to a healing school and have you pray for him. I said, okay. So come up there, and we got all the sins repented of. I laid hands and prayed for the boy. And instantly the boy said, I said, put the weight on your leg now and everything. So he did. And he said, well, it don't hurt, Dad. I said, well, it's healed. And so he starts going around, moving around. He said, you know, I can't feel no pain at all, Dad. I said, stop looking for it. You know? I said, it's gone. Jesus took it away. I said, run out there on the parking lot and get your basketball out of the car and play some basketball. So he run off out through the door there, and as he goes, and he's out, and he's talking, and he said, you know, Thurman, I've been raised in church all my life, but I never seen God do these kind of miracles before like you get to see Him do. I said, well, you're just full of unbelief. That's the only thing wrong with you. And so we must have talked 10 or 15 minutes there, and all of a sudden the boy come running back in here with his basketball. He said, Dad, I'm completely healed. I can do anything. And his dad said, you don't mean it. You know why we don't get to see God do very much? Because of unbelief, isn't it? You know, what should we have done the minute we prayed the prayer of faith for him? What should the dad have said? Hey, praise God. The Lord made us a promise. He forgives all of our iniquity. He heals all of our diseases. Son, you're healed. Thurman and I prayed the prayer of faith for you. Get out there and get your basketball and go play. You're healed in the name of Jesus. You know, and if you're out there and you have a little pain, and the pain comes back upon you or something, and you get up and say, oh, Lord, I'm going to thank you that I'm healed completely. I ain't believing that pain. I mean, that devil, he ain't going to put that back on me. I'm going to go on. But when it says there that he heals all of our diseases, forgives all of our iniquities, just like I started to tell you a while ago, a curse causeless cannot come upon you. So whenever I begin to feel bad myself for a couple of days, after Tuesday night Bible study, Wednesday, when I woke up, I said, okay, Lord, you and me got to have a serious talk today. I got to know what I did wrong. I said, Lord, now you know how easy it is for you to look at your own life and say, I didn't do nothing wrong. You know, where have you sinned lately? Lord, I hadn't sinned nowhere. I'm a good guy. Okay, you know how bad wrong you can be? You know, I said, okay, Lord, I haven't done anything wrong that I know of. Would you please reveal to me what I've done wrong? And man, the first thing he did, he took me back to Saturday when Cheryl and I was going to fly over to see Cheryl and Ty Davenport, and she was going to take her little dog over there because her back had been hurting her. We didn't know what it was, but something was wrong with her. She wasn't getting around good at all. And so instead of driving 2 hours across there, we drove out to the airport and got in our twin-engine airplane. I'm going to fly 15 minutes over there. You know, what should I have been doing? I should have been praising the Lord. Lord, thank you. I got this beautiful airplane that we can fly across all this traffic. You know, we're up there where it's nice, and I can land right there within 5 minutes of Ty's house. He can come and get us, and he said he would, and I don't have to drive 2 hours. Isn't that what I should have been doing? You wouldn't think that I would possibly ever grumble about this, would you? So I pull the airplane out of the hangar, crank it up, pull around there to the gas pump, and just about the time I get there, there's a guy pulled in right in front of me in an airplane with a big old floats on it and everything, and he pulls right in there. So now I got to set out there till he. So he gets out of the airplane, standing there talking to a guy. I mean, here I'm sitting out here waiting to get gas, and he's talking to a guy, you know. So he goes out and gets the clamp, puts it on the ground, and he's standing there talking to this guy. And I'm thinking, good grief, mister, can't you hurry up? Don't you see I'm sitting here? I got two engines running. I need gas. I got to get fuel. I'm already late where I'm going. I'm not talking out loud, but I'm grumbling inside. Now, I know none of y'all besides me have ever been guilty of something like this. Is it easy to grumble? Yes. And so, the guy finally gets his fuel, and he finally rolls up the hose, and all the time he's doing everything, I said, could you please hurry up? I said, do you have a fast bone in your body, or is everything working slow motion all the time? You know, I'm just grumbling. He finally gets in, and when he gets in, sits in the cockpit, I said, what is he doing? Going through the checklist four times? You know, finally he starts the engine, and he pulls off. And I said, it's about time you get out of the way. So I go to pull up there, and I get a little bit too close, and the first thing I do, I get too close to the pole, and the right wing touches the pole at the gas pump and breaks off a light on the end of the wing. You know, I mean, a little light, you know, bub, you know. So, you know, $5, you think? Until Monday, I go down to get that little bub and that light, and it costs $200 for that bub and that light lens. $200. And that's if I fix it myself. I thought, and then I get out and grumble about that. Have any of y'all ever been here and done this before? Now here, there's a scripture in Philippians 2:14. Now I want you to see what the Lord said. Now, this is one of His commands under the New Covenant. Philippians 2:14. Now, does God's Word mean what it says? Yes. I'm supposed to do a few things without... What does it say I'm supposed to do? Do what? All things without murmuring or grumbling and complaining. Now, am I missing the mark? Yes, sir. I'm missing the mark. Now, is God a respecter of persons? Oh, He loves me more than He does y'all. You know He would never do nothing to me. Would He? Oh, yes. He holds me more accountable than He does you. That's what He says in His Word. So here I am doing all this grumbling and complaining. Break a light off the wingtip. And then I got to go borrow some tape and tape it on so it don't flop. And then we start to take off. After I do get fuel, we do take off and we fly over there. And I'm in a hurry now. Run out to the end of the runway. Do a real quick run up and take off. And I get airborne. I look in the top of the door. I forgot to latch the top of the door. And I tried my best to pull that door down and lock it, but with a differential air pressure at 120 miles an hour of what I'm flying at that time, there ain't no way I can pull that door down. So I either got to come back and land, or I got to fly no more than 120 miles an hour with the top of the door open instead of flying 170 like I normally would across there. I thought, okay, Lord, I'll just fly 120. So I fly across there at 120, you know, and I get there. And we line up to land, and I'm making a beautiful approach there, and I start to flare. And for some reason, the airplane, it balloons. And it's a short runway. And I balloon halfway down the runway before I ever touch the first time. And when the runway is only 2,200 feet long, when you touch it halfway down, that don't leave much to stop. I thought, okay, Lord, I ain't never had this plane do this before. So I just reach up and give it gas and make a go around, come back in and do another landing. And by the time all this happened, and then Sunday I didn't feel well, and Monday I didn't feel well, and Tuesday I wasn't feeling well, and so Wednesday I said, okay, God, what did I do wrong? And let me tell you, when He started showing me what all I did wrong, it's a wonder I was still alive. What's that, honey? Oh, yes, oh, yes. And Monday, whenever, before I ask Him on Wednesday what I did wrong, Monday, I don't know when I did. Saturday, I hit my head too. Okay, yeah, I stepped out from under an airplane wing and stepped up under another one after I hit my head. It slapped me pretty good there too. I thought, okay. So, and then Monday when I started to change that little light that was broken, I went to push the little light lens out of the little housing. And I didn't realize there was a piece of glass broken in there. So when I stuck my thumb in to push the glass out, it just laid it open a half inch long, maybe 3/4 inch long. Just laid it open. And by this time, I'm beginning to think, okay, Lord, I must have done something wrong. You know, He's beginning to get my attention. You know, I haven't had these are not normal troubles for me. So anyway, then when I go over to the ministry center and the next day, and I don't tell nobody, and Cheryl finally that night, she sees my Band-Aid. She said, "What'd you do?" I said, "Well, honey, I cut my thumb today." And she said, "Let me see it." So I undone it. It started bleeding again. She said, "Oh, my goodness, let me fix it for you." Nice wife, see? So she goes and gets two Band-Aids. She puts one this way and one this way to really fix it nice. And where she put them, right at this corner, you can see the cut right down through there. But it was covered. And so I said, "I got to box up some stuff here and send it back." And I said, "Would you cut the tape for me since I got a messed up thumb?" So I rolled the tape over, and she took the scissors and went down and cut it. And one blade of the scissor went right in that little crack, right in that cut. I'm going to tell you, if we'd have been trying to do that, she couldn't have hit that if she had been trying to do that. That had to be done by God. I mean, I hate to say this, but he was trying to get my attention. Well, he finally did. And when I said, "Okay, Lord, what have I done wrong?" He said, let me show you the ways. And boy, did he show me the ways that I had messed up. And nearly every one of them was grumbling and complaining. Now, just to prove to you, one day, a couple of years ago, or a year and a half ago, whatever it was, when I was building our little apartment type deal that Cheryl and I live in out there, she wanted a little bit bigger bathtub than a normal bathtub. And so she finally convinced me to buy it. Well, now I already had all the doors framed up, and a normal bathtub will go through a normal 3-foot door. But this one she wanted was about this much too wide, and it wouldn't go through there. So I went ahead and bought it for her, but I had to take the double windows out of the front to get the bathtub in the house. So I took all the windows out, you know, and got the bathtub in. And then David was out helping with putting the windows back in. I'm putting all the screws back in. Everything's going in perfect. And I'm right down on the bottom, nearly the last screw. And I said, "You know, if my wife had only been the normal woman and wanted a normal bathtub, I wouldn't have had to done this." And that last screw, I start in with it, and it turns sideways, and my head hits the glass and hits the edge and just lays it open. And I look up, blood just gushing, and Dave looks over me and he said, "I ain't touching this with a 10-foot pole."
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.